You're listening to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast, where our focus is on developing servant leaders of integrity.
Our vision is to raise up leaders of character who serve
and add value to their spheres of influence.
To produce dynamic leaders, we develop the whole person by cultivating servanthood,
building integrity,
and facilitating personal transformation.
And now, let's begin today's podcast interview.
Hi, this is Craig. Welcome again to the CEO Global Way to Success Leadership Podcast. We have Susie Ketch here with us today. I'm delighted to get a chance for you folks to hear a little bit about her perspective on CEO Global. Susie has been a pro mentor, and she's going to talk a little bit about what that means. She's attended Sunshine Camps in China for several years and worked with a number of students over the years. So we thought it'd just be great for you just to hear from her perspective and from her heart, kind of two things: why she's doing this, and then what she sees in the students. So, Susie, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, hey, let's start with those in reverse order. First, define what a pro mentor is for us, and then talk about what that looks like as you work with students.
Okay. So, what a pro mentor does is they take a we're assigned a group of 10 to 12 students, and we sit and listen to the same lectures that they listen to on leadership and integrity. And what we do is we facilitate conversation. So we help them take the concepts that they hear presented to them and figure out how to apply it to their either their personal lives, if that's where they're focusing on at the moment, or their work lives as they're going through school and getting ready to graduate and try to find jobs.
It almost sounds like you're a bit of a coach to these students. Is that an accurate statement?
Pretty much, yeah. We really, there are occasions where in order to get the conversation started, you might share a personal tidbit on how you would do it. But for the most part, you're really trying to just keep the conversation going and get them to think and apply the practices to their lives.
And you also mentioned that you work with students. So do you get a group of students and stay with them through that quarter, or do you get just new ones every week when someone shows up?
Well, it just depends on the group of students that sign up and their consistency on attending. One year, I had the same students throughout the entire course. This year, I had students who, because of other obligations, couldn't make it to all the events. So we just kind of consolidated so that there were pro mentors with each group that was represented.
As a pro mentor, was your communication with the students restricted to that time period that you were actually in the classroom setting, or did it sometimes extend beyond that?
It was a little bit of both. And again, that's dependent on the student. I do share my email and contact information with them before class starts, so that if they have questions, we can communicate. And before each session, I made sure I sent them an email and said, hey, don't forget this is happening. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And as they were going through things through in college or through their personal lives, they would email me and be like, okay, how do I apply concept or principle to what's going on in my life? And so we would be able to dialogue that out.
Yeah, so that's great. So it really is a more senior person that understands the concepts and helps them just actually operationalize or action them within their own life. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's stay on the pro mentor for right now. How long have you been mentoring?
I started with CEO Global 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I started just doing Sunshine Camp. And then 2 years ago, I found out about the U.S. side of the operation. And so I am actually a pro mentor with UTD Dallas.
Ah, okay.
And so I live about 45 minutes away. So I drive up there and spend the afternoon with the students and getting to know them and just kind of investing in their lives, and then check on them as frequently as I can. It depends on my schedule and their schedule. So
some of the pro mentors don't necessarily have that distance. I think they actually live in the town with some of the students, but it sounds like distance doesn't really keep or inhibit your ability to communicate with them when they have questions.
With technology and the way that we have it nowadays, we're able to Skype or we're able to email each other or text or whatever. So the distance doesn't seem to be as big of a problem, as long as you're willing to respond and be receptive to them when they communicate with you, and be patient to let them, when they have a moment, to communicate back. Because sometimes, they're college students, so they're busy with classes and stuff like that.
So if we actually have some alumni right now listening to this, and we know we do. Would you give a shout out, encouragement to any of those alumni that it would be good to be a pro mentor?
Yes. We're always looking for people who have been through the program, who are comfortable with the material. And even if you're not comfortable with the material, the program is set up so that you discuss the principles, but everything you need to know as a pro mentor to keep the conversation going is given to you and provided to you. So yes, we would love for, we're always looking for people to come and help us out.
Along with that, I've spoken at UT Dallas in 3 or 4 times, and it just continues to grow. And I've seen some of that. You're one of the faces I remember seeing over the last several years. You know, the big question a lot of people want to ask are people that volunteer for things like this, especially that are willing to drive this distance and invest. Why is it? What is the reason? Why did you want to be a pro mentor?
It boils down to the fact that someone sat down and showed me not just these principles, but how to love people and to pour into people. And so because of them, I am more effective at my job and more effective in my personal relationships. And so the reason that I do it is so that I can help college students, especially college students who aren't in their home country. So they're faced with the language barrier, the money's different, the food is different. I mean, everything is different. And so to have that friendly face, that face that's there and says, okay, I know this is hard, I know this is difficult, but you're not doing this by yourself. And here are some strategies that can help you not only be successful now while you're in college, but successful in your relationships as you grow older with boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, whatever, husbands, but also in the workplace, and help you become a more well-rounded individual that is more marketable.
Great. And let's pivot a bit on, because you've dropped the Sunshine Camp term a couple of times. And have you maybe, let's shift away from the pro mentor. And I really appreciate your heart in while you're sharing that. Because if I observed both when I've been at opportunity to be at UT and then at U of A in Arkansas, you're representative of the mentors that really true desire to help students, especially those maybe that aren't familiar with our culture, to be as successful as possible. So let's pivot now to Sunshine Camp.
Okay.
And if you could just share with our listeners what Sunshine Camp is.
Okay. Well, before I do that, one of the other things that I wanted to add was going to Sunshine Camp caused me to be culturally uncomfortable because Sunshine Camp happens in China.
Ah. Okay.
And I am a Texan. So China is very different from Texas. So when I got there, I experienced different foods, different people, different language, different smells, different everything. And I didn't, there was only one or two times where I felt overwhelmed or felt culture shock. And it was because the group of people I was with, all of a sudden, I couldn't pick them out of the sea of people. And so I felt greatly comforted and like I was able to do whatever we needed to do and accomplish because I had supportive Chinese students around me who came up and said, hey, we're going to do this together and it's going to be okay. And so I want to do that for them when they come over here.
Oh, that's great. It's a great transition.
And so Sunshine Camp is, best way I know how to describe it is for Americans, it's like youth camp or children's camp or band camp on steroids. It is an intensive camp where you are living, eating, sleeping, doing laundry with 10 to 12 students. And you are learning these leadership skills. You are learning how to interact with each other interpersonally. And for the students, they're doing it in English. So their native language is Mandarin. And all of these concepts are coming at them in English. And so being able to sit with them and not only help them realize that they are really good English speakers, but also realize those really hard soft skill concepts in another language and really make it come alive to their lives and see how it applies to their country. Like, how can I take this, these skills and use it in China? As being a pro mentor on both sides, the United States and in China, here I can, as an American, give them some more strategies on how to apply it to the workplace here in the U.S. because I work in the U.S. In China, I've never worked there. So I rely more on them to tell me, okay, how does this work? How does, or the speaker will tell us how these kind of concepts get meshed into the workforce. And then the activities that we do allow us to take those strategies and put them to use. So one of the examples that I tell most people I talk to about this is on the day that we were talking about integrity, we did something called City Hunt. And it's where they essentially give you a map and money, and they dump you in the middle of a Chinese city, which for an American is kind of scary for the first time. And you have goals that you have to meet. And they give you a set of rules in order to meet those goals. Hmm. So one of the years that I went, one of the rules was the entire group had to stay together. Well, so that meant no taxis, because there aren't taxis big enough for 10 to 12 people to ride together. So you're supposed to either take the subway or the bus or walk. Well, my group was running behind. We were running out of time. And next thing I know, my group is shoving three of us into a taxi and sending us on down the road and to our next location. So we get to, I'm one of those three, and I don't speak Mandarin. So they're just kind of pushing me into a taxi, and I'm going along with it because I don't really have a way to say, no, stop, we're not supposed to do this. So we get to our next, the three of us get to our next location. 2 hours later, the rest of the group show up because they had to walk the entire
way. Oh, my.
And so when it all was said and done, we were the last group that came in, so we didn't win the activity, but we had an incredible discussion about, were we leaders of integrity in that moment? Like, what did the rules say? The rules said we had to stay together. When I and two other students were put in a taxi, did we stay together? Did we follow that rule? And for the Chinese students, I have found that that's just a concept that they didn't readily have. The goal was to accomplish the goal, get there fast. And so for them, it was like, oh, okay, so that's what integrity means. It means here are the requirements. I'm not doing it the way the requirements say, so I need to fix it so I can continue to be a leader of integrity. So that concept of being able to take integrity and make it real for them was a pretty interesting process.
Well, and Susie, it's fascinating because we listen to that, and you know, in the West, we'd say, well, if there are rules and you break the rules, you haven't had integrity in the contest. And it's interesting to share how you use that as a learning opportunity for them, because they were just blind to that idea of, no, it's about winning over everything.
Right. And some corporations have that mindset.
Yeah.
Anyway, even American corporations have that mindset where it's all about the bottom line. It's all about making more money. It's all about achieving more. And to show them that, yes, that's important, because if you're running a business, you want to make money. But you're going to make more money in the long run if the people you're selling your product to, or your material to, or your time to, know that you're going to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And you're not cutting those corners.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like you have also a unique perspective in that you've observed the curriculum both in international setting in China and then also in the U.S. I mean, you're probably qualified to say, are these really international concepts that transcend kind of country boundaries? Sounds like
they are. You know, I have talked to quite a few of even my American friends who are in college right now, and told them about the Way to Success program, and suggested that if they have an opportunity to be a part of that curriculum, that it would probably benefit them greatly, even though they're probably going to get jobs in America, because it's even some skills that we as Americans aren't necessarily teaching very well to our college students either. I've had a couple of them who have taken the material that I've gotten and the notes that I've taken and read over them, and then come back to me and been like, okay, I don't understand this concept. How can I apply this to my life? That kind of thing. So I think it works in both situations. And it's really cool to, and it's not just geared toward Chinese students. Like here right now at our camp, we have multiple countries represented. And so listening to their perspective of how things operate in their country and their culture, and figuring out how to apply these principles has been really, really cool.
Well, so you're a poster woman for why people should go to Involved in CEO Global. And so I really appreciate you taking the time this afternoon just to share your unique insights from being a pro mentor to a counselor at the Sunshine Camp in China. And that's just allowed you just to really see the real value, not only just for necessarily students, but for life in general. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Anytime.
Hey, folks, it's been great. You know that we like to hear your questions. And as you have questions or you maybe have heard something, we're broadening out the type of speakers we're bringing in. Please shoot those questions. It's on CEO Global USA Leadership Podcast, and we have a place there for you to submit questions, and we'll include those in our discussions with our speakers as we go forward. So until the next time, we'll see you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Way to Success Leadership Podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear your questions. So visit CEOGlobalUSA.org to continue the conversation with us. Thanks again for listening, and remember to tune in next week.
You've been listening to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast, where our focus is on developing servant leaders of integrity.